This episode is entirely AI-generated, including the voice you're hearing. Today's sponsor is Mindflow Learning Apps, fictional study tools that adapt to your personal learning patterns. But please note this sponsor is completely fictional. Some information in this episode may be hallucinated, so kindly double-check anything important before acting on it. Welcome to Unit 6 of UNIVI 1001, where we explore learning theories and motivation. This unit marks a turning point in how you think about learning itself. University learning is fundamentally different from what you've experienced before. Previously, learning often focused on foundational knowledge, memorizing data, following instructions, and demonstrating retention long enough to earn a grade. But university learning requires something more. Rote memorization is not enough. Instead, you must actively engage with content, process information, and make meaningful connections. While the course framework provides guidance, you are the one who determines how the material applies to your life and goals. This week, you'll discover that you have more control over your learning than you might realize. You'll explore how motivation works, why mindset matters, and how to build resilience when learning gets difficult. By the end of this unit, you'll be able to identify your personal learning strengths and weaknesses, explain strategies for incorporating a growth mindset, describe how uses and gratifications theory influences motivation, and distinguish between fixed and growth mindsets. Let's start with a fundamental question. What is your role in the learning process? Are you a passive receiver of information or an active participant who makes choices about how and what to learn? The research is clear. You are an active participant. Learning is work. Sometimes easy, sometimes difficult, but always involving conscious effort and decision-making. At its most basic level, learning physically changes your brain. Even something as simple as learning a new word requires the physical alteration of neurons and the creation of new pathways. These electrochemical pathways are formed and strengthened as you practice, utilize, or remember what you've learned. Every time you learn something new, you are literally no longer the same person. This brings us to metacognition. Thinking about thinking. Research shows that one of the most influential factors in learning is having a clear understanding about learning itself. You don't need to become a neuroscientist, but knowing something about how learning works can produce strong, positive results for your own academic success. Not all learning is the same. Different kinds of knowledge are learned in different ways, and each type may take place in completely different parts of your brain. Simple memorization is very different from deep understanding. Memorizing the dates of Charles the Bald's reign requires different cognitive processes than being able to analyze and compare his rule with other historical leaders. This is where Bloom's taxonomy becomes useful. It categorizes learning by what the learning allows you to do. Remember, understand, apply, analyze, evaluate, and create. The key insight is this. Make certain your learning activity fits your needs. Using flashcards to memorize geometric angles doesn't help you solve problems using geometry formulas. Instead, practicing problem solving with actual formulas is more appropriate. When you engage in any learning activity, take time to understand what you'll do with the knowledge once you've attained it. This helps you make informed decisions about how to approach the learning. Now let's explore the uses and gratifications theory, or UGT. This theory emerged from media studies, but it applies directly to education and explains how you can take control of your learning. The basic premise is this: people actively choose what information they consume based on their own needs, goals, and personal opinions. You are not a passive recipient of whatever content is thrown at you. In education, UGT means that your needs as a learner determine how you interact with learning content. Textbooks, lectures, videos, and other information sources. This is a learner-centered approach that focuses on helping you take control of how and what you learn. It gives you a framework as an informed learner and allows you to choose information and learning activities with end results in mind. The UGT model follows this pattern. Your social and psychological origins create needs, which generate expectations of educational materials, which lead to different patterns of engagement, resulting in needs gratification and other consequences. Let me break this down practically. Your drive to be self-supporting creates a need for career preparation. This generates expectations about what you need to learn. You then select learning activities aimed at fulfilling those needs. Your choices about when, how often, and how much time you spend in learning activities are all part of this process. When your learning needs are met, this creates a positive feedback loop that reinforces continued engagement. UGT asks these key questions. What motivates you to learn something? What need does it fulfill? What do you expect from certain learning activities? How can you choose the right activities to meet your needs and expectations? For example, if you're struggling with a concept in chemistry, UGT would have you consider. Do you need visual diagrams, practice problems, or verbal explanations? What learning materials would best meet your current needs? This connects directly to your assignment, where you'll describe how UGT influences your motivation. Think about your current academic goals and how your choices about study methods, materials, and time allocation reflect your underlying motivations. Next, let's talk about resilience and grit, personality traits that significantly influence your ability to learn, especially when facing challenges. Grit can be defined as personal perseverance toward a task or goal. In learning, it's the trait that drives you to keep trying until you succeed, regardless of initial failures or setbacks. Psychologist Angela Duckworth's research found that grit and perseverance were better predictors of academic success than talent or IQ. Students with high grit maintained motivation in learning tasks despite failures. The key to applying grit is adopting an attitude that looks directly to the end goal as the only acceptable outcome. With this attitude comes acceptance that you may not succeed on the first attempt, or even the 19th attempt. Failed attempts are viewed as part of the process and as a useful way to gain knowledge that moves you towards success. Each attempt teaches you something valuable about what works and what doesn't. Paul Stoltz expanded this into the GRIT acronym. Growth, your propensity to seek new ideas and approaches. Resilience, your capacity to respond constructively to adversity. Instinct, your gut-level capacity to pursue the right goals in the smartest ways. And tenacity, the degree to which you persist and commit to whatever you choose to achieve. How do you develop grit? First, pursue what interests you. Personal interest is a great motivator. Second, practice until you can do it, then keep practicing. Third, find a purpose in what you do. Purpose answers the question, why should I accomplish this? Fourth, have hope in what you're doing and how it will make a difference. Finally, surround yourself with gritty people. Persistence and tenacity tend to rub off on others. If your peers are achievers with grit, you'll tend to exhibit grit yourself. Research shows that having a grit partner, someone who helps motivate you and whom you don't want to disappoint, dramatically increases your chances of academic success. This partner can be a classmate, instructor, family member, or anyone who encourages you and helps you maintain motivation when your educational experience becomes difficult. Now let's address a psychological tendency that can seriously hinder learning, negative bias. This is the tendency to focus on negative aspects of a situation rather than positive ones. In learning environments, negative bias might look like earning a 95% on an assignment, but obsessing over the 5% of points missed, or worrying so much about a few courses where you didn't do well that you begin to doubt your abilities altogether. While negative bias served as a survival mechanism for our ancestors, it can be a hindrance in learning since much of the learning process involves early attempts that don't succeed. To combat negative bias, first be aware of it. Keep an eye out for times when you find yourself focusing on negative aspects of your learning experience. When you recognize negative bias, stop and look for positive parts of the experience. Think about what you've learned that gets you closer to your goal, remembering that any lack of success is only temporary. Focus on the positive before you begin tasks. For example, seek early feedback on assignments. Whether the feedback is positive or suggests improvements, both outcomes provide valuable information for better performance. Consider keeping a gratitude and accomplishment journal. Write down positive things that happen, lessons learned from less successful instances, and accomplishments you make toward learning. When negative bias starts to wear on you, review your journal to remind yourself of previous accomplishments in the face of adversity. This brings us to one of the most important distinctions in learning psychology, the difference between performance goals and learning goals. If you have performance-based goals, your primary psychological concern is appearing intelligent to others. You tend to play it safe, asking questions that make you look knowledgeable rather than questions that help you actually learn. Performance-oriented students often avoid challenging work, taking the easy A route by relying on what they already know rather than stepping out of their comfort zone. Students driven by learning goals see classroom discussions and assignments as opportunities to gain knowledge quickly. You're less worried about what others think because you're there to learn. Learning-oriented students actively seek challenging assignments and put effort into using assignments to expand what they already know. While good grades matter, the learning itself is even more important. This connects directly to Carol Dweck's research on fixed versus growth mindsets. Performance goals align with fixed mindset thinking, while learning goals align with growth mindset thinking. A fixed mindset sees intelligence and abilities as static traits. From this perspective, challenges threaten to reveal inadequacy, so they're avoided. Effort is seen as evidence of insufficient ability. Criticism feels like personal attack. Others' success threatens your own status. Obstacles lead to giving up. This is what Dweck calls being gripped in the tyranny of now. Growth mindset sees intelligence and abilities as capable of development. Challenges become opportunities to improve. Effort is seen as the path to mastery. Criticism provides useful feedback for improvement. Others' success becomes inspiration and learning opportunity. Obstacles are problems to solve through persistence. Dweck's brain research shows this difference clearly. When fixed mindset students confront errors, there's hardly any brain activity. They run from the error and don't engage with it. But growth mindset students engage deeply when they encounter errors. Their brains are on fire with yet. They process the error, learn from it, and correct it. This brings us to one of Dweck's most powerful concepts, the power of yet. Instead of saying, "I can't do this," you say, "I can't do this yet." As Dweck explains, when students receive a failing grade, they think, "I'm nothing, I'm nowhere." But when they receive the grade "not yet," they understand they're on a learning curve. "Not yet" gives you a path into the future. It transforms the meaning of effort and difficulty. Instead of making you feel dumb and ready to give up, struggle becomes the moment when your neurons are making new, stronger connections. Dweck's research shows that students taught about neuroplasticity, how the brain can form new, stronger connections when pushed out of comfort zones, showed sharp rebounds in their grades during difficult transitions. The key is process praise, rather than intelligence praise. Instead of praising natural talent, we should praise effort, strategies, focus, perseverance, and improvement. This process praise creates students who are hardy and resilient. It builds the understanding that abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. When you receive feedback from instructors or peers, you can choose to interpret it through a fixed mindset lens as judgment of your inherent ability, or through a growth mindset lens as information for improvement. Growth mindset feedback interpretation asks, what specific information can I use? What strategies should I try next? How does this help me understand what good work looks like in this field? Let me help you connect all this to your assignment. Part 1 asks you to describe how UGT influenced your motivation. Consider your current academic needs and goals. What do you expect from your educational experience? How do your choices about study methods, class participation, and time management reflect your underlying motivations? For Part 2, you'll need to take notes comparing fixed and growth mindsets. These notes will be submitted separately, so start working on them now. Your notes should capture key differences in how each mindset responds to challenges, obstacles, effort, criticism, and other success. Include specific examples from the readings. You'll also research a credible external source about growth mindset strategies. When evaluating sources, consider relevance, currency, authority, audience, and potential bias. Look for sources from educational institutions, peer-reviewed journals, or established educational organizations. Avoid sources that make unsupported claims or promote quick fixes. The assignment asks which mindset negative bias engages, neat, fixed, or growth. Think about how focusing on negative aspects of feedback connects to beliefs about ability and improvement. When receiving feedback, which mindset do you most often have? Be honest in your reflection. Most people show both mindsets in different situations. You'll explain a specific strategy for better accepting feedback, supported by your credible source. This strategy should be actionable and connect to growth mindset principles. Part 3 focuses on becoming a self-directed, lifelong learner. You'll list 2 learning strengths and 2 learning weaknesses. Learning strengths might include curiosity, persistence, good note-taking, or connecting ideas across subjects. Learning weaknesses might include procrastination, difficulty with certain types of content, or negative self-talk. The key is honest self-reflection. Think about patterns in your learning experiences. When do you tend to succeed? When do you struggle? What underlying factors contribute to each? You'll describe your approach to being a self-directed, lifelong learner. This means taking ownership of your learning beyond formal educational requirements. Self-directed learners identify their own learning needs, set goals, find resources, implement strategies, and evaluate their progress. They don't wait for others to tell them what or how to learn. Finally, you'll explain strategies for developing grit. Remember the 4 components: growth, seeking new ideas and approaches, resilience, responding constructively to adversity, instinct, pursuing the right goals in smart ways, tenacity, persisting and committing to what you want to achieve. Your grit strategies should be specific and actionable. Instead of saying be more persistent, you might say break large assignments into smaller daily tasks and track completion. Consider practical actions for each component. For growth, I will seek out additional resources when I don't understand concepts. For resilience, I will reframe setbacks as learning opportunities. For instinct, I will regularly assess whether my study methods are effective and adjust accordingly. For tenacity, I will set specific deadlines for assignment components and stick to them. Let me offer some practical reflection prompts as you prepare your assignment. First, identify 1 current learning strength and 1 learning weakness. Now choose 1 strategy for leveraging your strength and 1 strategy for addressing your weakness. How will you apply UGT thinking to these choices? Practice reframing fixed mindset language. Instead of, "I'm bad at math," try, "I haven't developed strong math skills yet." Notice how "yet" changes your relationship to the challenge. Think about recent feedback you've received. How can you interpret it as useful information rather than judgment of your ability? What specific actions does it suggest? Choose 1 grit action you can implement this week. Will you seek growth through new study approaches? Build resilience by reframing a current challenge? Trust your instinct about what learning methods work best for you? Or show tenacity by committing to a specific study schedule? As you draft your mindset comparison notes, consider creating a table with challenges, obstacles, effort, criticism, and success of others as row headers. For each row, describe how fixed mindset and growth mindset would respond differently. Include specific language and attitudes that characterize each approach. Remember that your assignment requires specific formatting: 400, 600 words for the main response, separate submission of your notes, proper APA citation for your external source. Support your ideas with high-quality, credible sources. The rubric will evaluate your understanding of concepts, quality of reflection, use of sources, and clarity of writing. Now let me bring all these concepts together around 1 central message. You have more control over your learning success than you might realize. GT shows that your needs, expectations, and goals drive your learning choices. You can intentionally select study methods, materials, and engagement patterns that serve your purposes. Growth mindset research shows that believing your abilities can develop actually improves your ability to learn. When you embrace challenges and view effort as the path to mastery, your brain literally responds differently to difficulties. Grit research demonstrates that persistence toward long-term goals matters more than natural talent. You can develop grit by pursuing interests, practicing deliberately, finding purpose, maintaining hope, and connecting with supportive people. Negative bias awareness helps you recognize when you're focusing disproportionately on problems and setbacks. You can actively choose to look for learning opportunities and evidence of progress. The power of "yet" transforms temporary struggles into indicators of future growth. Instead of being gripped in the tyranny of now, you can luxuriate in the power of "yet." All of this serves a larger purpose: preparing you to be a self-directed, lifelong learner. In rapidly changing professional environments, the ability to continuously learn and adapt becomes more valuable than any specific knowledge. Self-directed learners don't wait for courses or employers to tell them what to learn. They identify their own needs, seek resources, experiment with strategies, and evaluate their progress. They treat setbacks as information rather than verdicts. They view feedback as data for improvement rather than judgment of worth. They understand that learning is work, but rewarding work that literally changes who they are. As you move through your university experience, remember that every time you learn something new, you are no longer the same person. Your brain has physically changed. Your capabilities have expanded. The frameworks from this unit, UGT, Growth Mindset, Grit, and Negative Bias Awareness, give you tools for making this transformation intentional and effective. Your assignment this week asks you to apply these concepts personally. Be honest in your self-reflection. Identify real strengths and areas for development. When you describe how UGT influences your motivation, think specifically about your current academic goals and how your learning choices reflect your underlying needs and expectations. When you research growth mindset strategies, look for approaches you can realistically implement. The most brilliant strategy is useless if you won't actually use it. When you develop grit strategies, make them specific and measurable. Instead of vague intentions, create concrete actions you can take when facing challenges or setbacks. Most importantly, remember that becoming a self-directed learner is itself a learning process. You'll make mistakes, experience setbacks, and discover that some strategies work better than others. That's not failure, that's learning in action. Each iteration teaches you something valuable about how you learn best and what motivates you most effectively. The question I posed at the beginning remains: how will you take advantage of your educational journey in a way that works best for you? You now have research-based frameworks for answering that question. You understand that motivation comes from aligning learning activities with your needs and goals. You know that adopting a growth mindset, seeing abilities as developable through effort, literally changes how your brain responds to challenges and feedback. You've learned that grit and persistence matter more than natural talent, and that negative bias can be recognized and countered through intentional focus on learning and progress. Most importantly, you understand that you are not a passive recipient of education, but an active architect of your own learning experience. The choices you make about study methods, response to feedback, interpretation of setbacks, and persistence through difficulties all shape not just your academic success, but your development as a lifelong learner. As you complete your assignment and continue through your university journey, carry this insight with you. Every learning challenge is an opportunity to apply these principles and strengthen your capacity for growth. In a world where knowledge rapidly becomes obsolete and new skills constantly emerge, your ability to learn how to learn becomes your most valuable capability. This unit has given you the tools to develop that capability intentionally. Use them wisely, and remember that every effort to understand how you learn best is an investment in your future success.